Yo, you know who this is. This is Marvin. I'm back here with another podcast. Before we get this podcast started, share this podcast. So today's podcast, we're talking about family matters. And this podcast, we're talking about family now. Since my family reunion started to come back up. Family. I know it's hard. I know it's hard to listen to your family, but sometimes your family gotta listen to you, you know what I mean? So, I was watching this show today called 16 and Pregnant, and this girl decided to have a baby, but this dude named Dale, and then they got pregnant, but the mama said house rules, and the house rules was don't let nobody in without no permission, don't stay in after 10 p.m. and no sex. So the mama said to the dad, he can't stay in the house with his daughter. Since she's a newborn. Then, Dale's bringing up Brian at an apartment, but the mama said no. So, they had to stay inside the mama house, but they didn't want to. So, and then, the mom and the dad had to communicate. So he could try to reverse the decision, but it didn't work. So you gotta know what you're doing, man. Don't be over here trying to have sex with these people. You know how their rules are. So now he done messed himself up. Don't be like them people. Then I watched another episode when a 16-year-old decided to have a baby too. It's the same show. And yeah, she didn't go to college yet, so. And she had to drop out of college to watch her daughter. Or her son. So then, she was depressed because she wasn't making her friends, so she tried to get a job, but it still didn't work. So, she was just desperate trying to find friends, and she still couldn't find friends. The only person, she had a job, she worked at a restaurant, and the husband worked at her restaurant. So, she's not alone at all. So, because my mama gave birth to my sister when she was like 20 or 21 years old. And she still didn't get, I think she didn't get her diploma yet. I think she got a GED or something. Yeah, she gave birth to my sister around 20 or 21. And she gave birth to me around 25 or 26 years old. But, see, point is, when you always got a problem, you always talk to your family. Don't let the family try to emotional you. Don't let the family try to ruin you. The family be trying to protect you. My sister going to high school next year, but she in 12th grade, and she gonna say something. Oh man, I wish my brothers were not going to school with me. I want to go to my sister. Well, she go to school for us too, but I'm glad she do. Because I want to watch her. And I like watching over my sister. And my sister watch over me. And it's good to have people that's at your school. Your family that's at your school. Watching you. So nothing bad won't happen to them. That's why I like going to school with all my siblings. When I first was in 6th grade. I was in 6th grade. I was at Whitney by myself. 7th grade. My brother came with me. I don't know why, but he came to school with me. In 8th grade, my brother, my other brother, and me was inside the same school. So, you gotta be careful what you say to your family. Because your family might not accept you for what you said. So, be careful for what you say to your family. Even if you don't mean it. Be careful to what you say to your family. That's wrap up today's podcast. Make sure you share this podcast. And I'm gonna see you next Tuesday for the season finale. See you later.